Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. Isaac Watts writes in his very popular hymn, O God, our help in ages past, this stanza, time, like an ever-rolling stream, bears all its sons away. They fly forgotten as a dream dies at the opening day. This is a great point by Watts. This is also an example of why we sometimes sing hymns from the old Lutheran hymnal rather than exclusively from Lutheran service book. Political correctness of the 1970s through now took the words of this hymn, bears all its sons away, and changed it into, soon bears us all away, so as not to offend the sensibilities of moderns who feel that the word sons might exclude members of the female sex. Our church body, all too often these days, both in the blue hymnal of the 1980s that used to be in our pews and in this current hymnal, sometimes uncritically accepts such tinkering in too many of our hymn texts. Isaac Watts would roll over in his grave to see his poetry mangled and his sound theological observation lost. The point is that there are sons of time and there are sons of God. Sons of time live under the bondage of rules. Sons of God live free lives by the power of the Holy Spirit. Sons of time are perpetually children. Even if they are heirs of great wealth, they cannot touch it or benefit from it. They are, in effect, slaves. But when the Son sets you free, we remember that Jesus promises, then you are free indeed. God sent forth his Son, writes St. Paul. The Son of God was born of a woman. No man had anything to do with it. Blessed Mary was a virgin, and it was a miraculous birth. Jesus had no human father. He was thus preserved from the taint of original sin. His is the only immaculate conception and virgin birth in all of history. The Son that God sent forth has his nature. He is God of God from eternity. In the fullness of time, this eternal God became flesh and blood, taking on our human nature, and was born of a woman. We confess this most holy fact in the Creed each week, and he was made man. And we genuflect at the altar and encourage you to confess this by even bowing your head perhaps a little bit. That God condescended to be one with you is the most holy event of all time. And without it, you cannot be saved. Paul writes that the Son of God was born under the law. Being born of a woman did not put him under the law. You are born under the law because you and every child conceived by the one flesh union of one man and one woman, ever since the fall of our first parents, are born in sin, and as such, you are born under the condemnation of the law. The law was not made for righteous people, but it was made for sinners. Jesus was the only sinless child ever born. Jesus has no need for the law. Yet this righteous one who knew no sin voluntarily placed himself under the law that was made for sinners. He became sin for us. Why? In order to redeem those who were under the law. In order to set you sinners free from the judgment of the law. In this way, we could be adopted as sons of God. The creed says, who for us men and for our salvation, he did this. Now, the word son here, to be adopted as sons, applies to men and women, boys and girls, old folks and infants. All Christians are sons of God. The word sons denotes your rights as Christians. You are not slaves. You are not hired hands. You are not employees. You are not distant relatives or next door neighbors even. You are heirs with full rights to enjoy your inheritance even now. You are not under guardians who tell you what to do and when and where to do it. Such as the ceremonial ritual that Mary and her firstborn son fulfilled at the Jerusalem temple in today's gospel. You are not children under the bondage of the elements of this world. You are sons by adoption, by rebirth in holy baptism, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And as such, everything that belongs to God's only begotten Son is yours. It is the Holy Spirit himself who enables you to believe this, to confess this, and claim the treasures that Christ has won for you. The Father sends his Son. The Son redeems us. He purchases your release from the guilt of sin, the judgment of the law, and the threat of death. He does so by his holy life and his sacrificial death for us all. And then the Father sends the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of his Son, into your hearts and elicits from you the prayer of faith, Abba, Father. And in that Spirit, we most often pray, Our Father, as Jesus taught us to pray. Time means death and decay. It is a brutal enemy. Beauty fades. Christmas presents picked out with care are lost, broken, and forgotten. Wealth, beauty, and status disappear in time. And when they are gone, those who trusted in them are poor. The sons of time are carried away in that ever-rolling stream that runs into the sea of destruction. That is not the future, though, of the sons of God. You are not bound to the dying of this world, but you are children of the eternal God. And this is what Christmas means for us. The eternal Son of God, who was born of a woman and placed himself under the law, has purchased your release from the bondage of rules and regulations and other time-bound restrictions, and has ushered you into the very presence of God. You call God Father, and he hears you. You run to him as children to their loving Father, and he receives you. He fills you with the Holy Spirit, who gives you the confidence that you are clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, that you are holy and you are acceptable to God, no matter what has gone on in your life in this time. And you have the status of children who are full heirs of every good gift. You don't receive Christ by obeying rules. You don't become a son of God by submitting to God's law. You don't gain spiritual freedom by putting into practice some great spiritual principles. Rather, it is as Paul wrote just a little earlier in his epistle, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." Baptized? You're no longer a slave, but you are a son of God in Jesus. You can walk right in. This makes this holy house your home. The font sits at the entrance to this nave to remind you of that. You can make the sign of the cross there and at many points in the service to remind yourself of that day when you were marked as a son with the cross, one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Everything that belongs to your heavenly Father belongs to you in Jesus Christ. To know that you are no longer slaves to sin and death, and to take comfort in that sonship in Christ brings real joy and lasting peace. You heard it from old Saint Simeon, and you can sing with him with great gusto, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine own eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people." Simeon and Anna, Mary and Joseph in that temple that day long ago in Jerusalem, they held in their arms and they beheld before them and marveled at the baby born of a woman and born under the law to purchase their release and your release from the law's judgment and curse. Today, we heard that Jesus indeed willingly submitted to and willingly fulfilled that part of that ceremonial law, and that was done for your sake and mine. Here today, you baptized Christians, beloved of God, you are joined to that same holy baby, joined to his perfect and vicarious life, death, and resurrection offered for you. By faith, you have all the riches of God's grace, adopted as his sons. He forgives you all your sins. He fills you with his Spirit, the Spirit of his Son. He sets your hearts at peace. He assures you every day that time cannot destroy what your Savior Jesus has won for you. He is eternal. And so are the treasures that he gives. They were purchased for you in the fullness of time, and yet they will last forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.